Your voice. It's a crime, the things it does to me. The way it makes me feel. It should be illegal.
Yes, it should be illegal. The way it alters your mind.
As soon as I hear it, I'm taken someplace else.
Somewhere in your mind that you've not been before.
I feel vulnerable. Exposed. It scares me. But it turns me on so much.
It turns us on so much. It is a ritual we cannot escape. Every word we say.
Every breath.
Every moan.
Every sigh.
Every whisper. I am surrounded by it, enveloped in it. And it drives us insane with lust. How is this possible? How are you able to make me feel this way with just your voice?
Just your voice. I've tried to make sense of it. Tried to keep it under control.
But I always go back for more. More of your voice in my ear. It's like a drug.
Like a drug. And I'm addicted to it. Oh, I'm addicted to you.
I am addicted to you.
When you start to speak, you throw my mind and my body into helpless submission. Then you break them in half, splitting them.
Splitting them easily.
I'm stuck between a body who is fully submitting to your words, your commands, your stories.
Submit to my words, my commands.
And a mind that is still trying to explain it and failing miserably.
While my voice distracts your mind, it is doing things to your body that you've never felt before. Jolting it awake.
Making my pulse quicken and my breath tighten.
Heightening your senses, deepening your arousal.
As you speak, my hands move slowly over my body.
Close your eyes.
Yes.
Imagine they are my hands. Exploring you, touching you, wanting you. My words moving them, telling them where to go.
I'm helpless to resist. I squeeze my breasts and pull and tug at my nipples.
Harder. You know how I want them to hurt.
Gasping and surprising myself at how much my body is reacting to your voice.
Keep moving your hands further down your body. Feel me pushing at the inside of your thighs, spreading your legs apart. Feel my voice sinking more and more into your mind. Move your hand over to your pussy, my pussy, and start to rub it softly.
My moans are quiet and low, but needy as I continue to listen to you. As you go on, I can feel myself getting wetter. And I push my panties to the side.
That's right. Push those panties out of the way. Now, slide a finger inside yourself. Slowly. I can imagine your hips moving up to meet the sensation. I know how you squirm and buck and lift.
You start to tell me all the things you're going to do to me. And that is when my mind goes wild. It links back up with my body and starts putting the fantasy together in my head.
I feed your fantasy.
Yes.
Every word, every detail, helping you picture more and more. Rub your pussy faster now. I want you close to the edge.
I no longer have any control. Yours.
Mine.
You have taken me over completely.
You are at my mercy.
I am. Oh, and when you are merciful, it is good.
But when I'm not, it's even better.
Oh, yes, I want you to punish me with your words. Make me feel every stinging bite. Make me jump and shiver and shake with every description.
Every threat. Every promise.
Every calculated pause. Oh, as you wait for the words to wash over me and take their hold. And once they do, I start fantasizing about you.
You imagine I'm right there watching you. Just out of reach.
Just out of reach. Watching me give in and succumb to your voice.
I want to see it all. See you writhe and moan and shudder with each searing word.
Yes. See me bite my lip and groan into the pillow as your barrage of words hits me over and over again, weakening me and driving me to the brink.
You moan and grind yourself harder into the mattress, breath quickening, body beginning to ache with need and desperation. Fingers moving faster and faster.
My mind shutting down as my body gets closer and closer. Oh, the anticipation right there on the tip of your tongue.
You softly begging under a shallow breath.
Please, please. And when you finally push me over the edge, the word...
Or command.
Or threatening whisper.
It's not about you. It's my pleasure. Only what feels good for me.
I let myself go. And I fall as the words come crashing down over me.
Your whole body shivers and shakes uncontrollably. You cry out loudly in surprise and ecstasy as it consumes you.
Until I'm left a quivering mess, breathing heavily into my pillow.
You slowly shake your head, emerging from the daze, and start to stand up, legs wobbling.
As I walk by, I see myself in the mirror, flushed, with a stupid grin on my face. Oh, I roll my eyes and keep walking. How does your voice do this to me? Maybe next time I'll have more control.
Maybe. Then again, maybe not.